Been a while. It's been about 13 years since I went out and did this thing. Of course, some of you probably wonder where I've been. Well, I'm going to tell you. I've been playing every 4 or 5 nights a week all these years somewhere. Some of the dives and dumps of the world, folks. If you're a player, you're a player, right? So we've been looking forward to tonight for all these years, and we're ready.
Thank you. And there's a new day's sun. And there's a new day's love. And your last day's gone. Your last day's gone.
Is everything all right? Can you hear everything? I'm not sure. A lot has been going on while I was gone. And, you know, people have been using all this stuff. I don't know whether it's responding or what. For all I know, that sounds like that amp behind me that I'm using sounds like somebody blew it up. I'm not sure. It was working fine at 4 o'clock this afternoon, but that was a long time. Let me just try it a second. Does that sound all right? Well, then I'm not going to worry about it. Moving right along, we're going to sing a little song here that I wrote for my father. Can you guys hear everything all right up here? You need a little more on the side fills or what? We need a little more drums. I hate to stop like this, but I want to make it as good as I can, you know? Anyway, we're going to play a little song for you here. This is a song I'm kind of proud of because I wrote it for my dad. And shortly after I wrote it, it's about him and us. And when I was like 7 and 8 years old, he was a lumberjack at that particular time, way up in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado. And we lived on a mountain up there called Soapstone Mountain. just a boy. We lived in a one-room cabin, one room full of love, and that was all. That was all. Way back up on Soapstone Mountain, way up high where the spirits run free. Way back up on Soapstone Mountain, a beautiful place for you and me. Top of that mountain, lying blue pools all covered with green. It was like we just been kissed. All the eyes and the tears of Jesus, a more beautiful sight I've never seen. It was a beautiful scene. Way back up on Soapstone Mountain, way up high where the spirits run free. Way back up on Soapstone Mountain, for you and me. But you don't have to climb a mountain. You don't have to sail the sea. You don't have to build high towers to be as happy as can be. Folks, what a wonderful group. We had a great group last night down in Cupertino. They were so kind. I guess when you get old, people are kinder to you. I hope so. God. We're going to play something here. Now, this is a song I wrote for a daughter, one of my girls. And I'm a guy that's been blessed with a lot of women in his life, you know. Daughters, and I still have no sons, just daughters and stuff like that. I guess I'm trying to earn enough money to pay for all these weddings that are going to be coming up soon, I'm sure. Maybe that's why I'm doing this thing. I don't know. Maybe I'm here just because I like to dress up. And I usually don't have any place to go, any place I can afford to go, you know what I mean. But like so many of us nowadays, I look in the paper and I go, oh, I've wanted to see so-and-so for so many years. How much your ticket price? $37.50 for the 98th row. Oh. And then there's two of us and dinner and getting there. And yeah. times are getting pretty expensive, but we're going to do something about all that. We're going to play a little pretty little song for you, then we're going to get into some heavier stuff. But here's a little song for you called Girl with No Eyes, just for the ladies. Send Kevin out, please. Kevin, thank you. Someone to help him, please. Come on out, Kevin. Come on, let's give this guy a hand. This guy here is our stage manager. He has busted his buns. One guy stage managing four bands for this entire production. How about that, huh? Kevin, the reason I called you out here is not to build your ego up so you'll want more money next week. It's to move these monitors over here. I can't help it. He is a wonderful guy. These monitors, my wife usually stands right next to me when we sing, you know, and we're set up for the other band or something here. Can we get... couch. Who fools around with a couch? Hey. I'm having a great time. This is, let me tell you something, folks. This is the most fun you can have standing up. Isn't that right, Brent? We're going to move right along. This is a song I wrote. It's a little instrumental piece called Bombay Calling. Thank you.
Oh, no! Thank you very much.
There you go.
It's all right, Kevin.
That guy has been moving about 300 miles an hour for a week.
This is an old favorite of mine, this little piece of mine called the Don and Dewey Song. Last see some faces out there I've seen before, you know that? I hope I don't know any of you guys' money. Thank you.
to you. Thank you very much.
This is the Sound Company tonight. It's Sound on Stage. Thanks, guys. Sound on Stage.
Thank you very much. Mitchell Holman. Mitchell Holman on harmonica. To his left, a young man named Mr. Jim Lum. Thank you. On drums tonight, another Jim. We call him the Two Jims. Jim McCarty on drums. Mr. Brent Otley on keyboards. Get to that Whitebird song for you in just a minute. I promise you, we're almost there. We're gonna do one more. Thank you very much. Good to see you too. If you'd like to, if you do happen to pick up one of these albums on your way out, if you want to come back to the stage door over here after the show, I'd be glad to autograph any of them for you. My pleasure. So, I'm not out here to sell albums, believe me. They're not my records. If they were my records, I'd have been reminding you to buy them since the first song, you know what I mean. They're not mine. I don't get nothing off of them. So, go over here when you get through. If you do buy one, though, and I'd be glad to autograph it for you. And I hope you enjoy it. We're going to play a little song for you here. This is I call this perhaps the worst song I've ever written, because this thing really stinks. But we're going to play it for you, just because sometimes it's good to stink up the place a little. You know what I mean? It has no musical value whatsoever. Sounds like something I ought to re-record and release it to the LA punk station or something. A song called Wasted Union Blues. Thank you.
Thank you. you. Thank you. God bless y'all. Good night, folks. Thank you very much.
Energy to go home on here, because I like to send people away with a little juice, you know what I mean? So we're going to do a little soul number for you. Now, this is a clap-along song. You don't have to sing anything, but you have to clap. Let's get some juices going here to get home on, huh?
Get it too. Ooh, yeah.
talk. Thank you very much. God bless you all. Good night.
Thank you. It's a beautiful day.